And you got to keep them separated, but this young man doesn't keep them separated. He's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah. What I mean, he doesn't keep it separated. This man takes a lot of pride in his athletics, but he also is a student first. And it's great having him on again. I think this is like his second or third time he's on the show. But I'm telling you right now, he's the epitome of what a student athlete is, and he's the epitome of what a young man that has a lot of fortitude, determination, commitment. And once again, this is the coach and the athletic director, Coach me, Carl DeMasi, and of course the athletic director, Calvary Day School athletic director, Chad Griffin. I mean, you've been around a lot of kids. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, for 35 years. You've been doing this for at least 20 years. But if you want a student athlete, just knock on the door and talk to HV Jenkins, quarterback, point guard, baseball player, Javonte Middleton.
Man, great young man. I had the pleasure of watching him play football and watching him play baseball against us this year. And just a talented athlete. But I think the most important thing is that he is a student first. And you don't get recruited by Army or the Citadel unless you have grades. And to see, not only is he just playing through sports, but interning with ESPN. So he's following his passion, his love. He's writing for you guys. And you get a young man that does that. I mean, he's checking every box. And big credit to him and putting that time in, because a lot of kids can be doing other things, playing Xbox. I'm sure he gets that in, gives, every kid's got it. But the fact that he manages all and does it so well and just always has a smile on his face and great attitude, man, it's great to have him on board today.
And, this is the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Dr. Bart Weatherton has sponsored this since day one. The man loves sports. The man loves the young youth players here. He does a great job. Something about Javonte Middleton. Well, Middleton earned the Savannah Morning News 2016 All Greatest Savannah football team first team quarterback or sorry first team athlete. He was the all region 3A first team on as a quarterback, helped lead the Warriors to a region title and their first playoff win ever in school history. I mean, you're going back to Bubba Atwater, Rick Tomlin, some great coaches over there, some great teams. He threw for over almost 1600 yards, 14 touchdowns, rushed for almost 600 yards. He was the runner up, and now this is special because we're going to talk about specialization later on. He was the runner up in the 2017 Ashley Deering Award. He tied for second with John Wesley Kennedy. Of course, Calvin Turner won it from New Hampshire. But, I mean, football, basketball, baseball player. He's joining us now. He couldn't come into the studio because I know he loves to do this. But he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Cricket Wireless Hotline. And remember, Cricket Wireless is something to smile about. Javonte Middleton. Javonte, great having you on.
Thank you, Coach. I'm glad to be here. It's a wonderful time. I do like to be in the studio, as you said, but right now I'm not. But it's okay. We're going to make the best of it.
Now, right now, you're volunteering anytime. You're at a football camp with another HV Jenkins Warrior. Went to Alabama State. Now plays for the Washington Redskins. And you know what? That should stick. That nickname should stick. It's not. They didn't do it because they wanted to make fun of our Native Indians, but we'll get into that later on. Just a great job. So how's the camp going on right now?
It's going good. A lot of kids. It's a great turnout. It's a lot of parents. A lot of support. Everything you need to support the kids these days. But yeah, it's high level, high energy, and it's just a great attitude out here. I'm glad it's not raining on me.
I mean, how do you find time to do all this?
I got to make time. I got to make time for these kids coming up, so I got to do the same thing for them.
So how much time do you get to sleep at night?
I get an adequate amount of time.
Hey, he's got some great answers, man. He is point on with his answers.
That's why we're going to see him on ESPN one day being a host of his own show. But all right, so it's your senior year. I'm not going to ask when you started playing football, basketball, baseball like I do every week with all the kids. Change it up here. You enjoying your senior year? Do you enjoy coming up into your senior year?
Oh, yes, sir. It's something I've been waiting on since I was a kid. So now that I actually get to do my I'm enjoying it.
Well, you're making everybody proud. You're making mom proud. You're making your family proud. And that's one thing I want to know, which I really want to ask kids and I ask student-athletes, or what do the coaches and parents, other adults, do that makes sports, playing sports, enjoyable for Javonte Middleton?
Just being the number one supporter. I know coming up, my mom never missed a game. By the time I was 14, I played four sports. She's only missed four games, then five now. So just being that number one supporter, because, a kid can go home and tell a mom stuff that he did, but when the kid can get in the car and they want to tell them something that they did that they don't even remember, then it's special. So that's just being the supporter.
And, yeah, I know your mom is very proud of you. And with every good kid, every great student-athlete is great parents. I want you to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, now on a different side, which, usually I try to stick to the positive side, you're coming up, you're rising senior. How have you dealt with the negative part of parents and coaches and fans in the stands in your career that sometimes doesn't make it enjoyable? How have you handled that?
Well, that comes with the territory. And if you're going to be someone where people pay attention, you know, I'm going to bring that when it comes. But I just, you know, my shoulders are bunched. So I can bear anything. But it's just being level-headed through everything. You know, you're going to have the highs and definitely going to have the lows, like you just said. But you just got to, you know, remain humble and let it humble you. And I believe once you do that, it's not going to be that difficult. And I know it's not that difficult because I'm doing it right now.
Hey, and you're listening to Gervonta Middleton, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, rising senior three-sport athlete from H.V. Jenkins High School. So, I mean, as Coach Griffin said, sorry, the AD has said, he's also a coach too, but this is the coach and the AD. He said, recruited. You're being recruited by the Citadel and Army. You have to have some unbelievable grades to get into those places. What has the recruiting process been like for you? I know, you know, you want to go on to the next level. You want to play a sport in college. What's the recruiting process been like?
Oh, I believe, I mean, it's been slow, but it hasn't been slow. It's just a blessing to be recruited, and it's a blessing to be noticed by these schools, by these top programs in the country. But coming up, you know, in high school, I thought I was going to be a big name guy. That didn't turn out. They went to school, and like Army and the Citadel, and maybe they started looking at me, and they started believing in me. I believed in them. And I believe that there are kids and many kids who feel like they should be a big name guy, or a big name person, and they're not going to be. So with me being there, and I have this opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it. And I hold it to a higher level. I mean, I feel like it's an honor to be recruited by these schools. Some people don't even know about the football programs, but it's good football. And because it's good football, I'm going to be proud of it.
Now, you're talking about schools, like I said, Citadel and Army. What makes these schools appealing to Gervonta Middleton?
Well, the quarterback gets to run the ball a lot.
There you go.
Besides that, they're great places. You know, I'm going to be visiting both of them soon. I've already visited the Pentagon, so I'm going to be visiting both of them soon. Like, the brotherhood, the academics, the way the academics are held above football, the coaches at both the schools care about the kids on and off the football field. They want the best football player they can get, but they also want a better young man. And they want to turn that better young man into a better man. So I believe that, you know, that's all that was going to play a role in my defending. That's what makes me stand out to me.
I'm talking to Gervonta Middleton, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from H.V. Jenkins High School, three-sport star in football, basketball, and baseball. And we're talking about his recruiting process. And I know I asked you, how come you're not writing any football articles yet? And you said, well, it kind of might have been biased. So let's get into that. So you're the starting quarterback. You've been the starting quarterback since you were a freshman. I know you shared some playing time as a freshman, but you won the job. What are your individual goals for this season coming in? I mean, H.V. Jenkins winning their first playoff ever. What is your goal, Gervonta Middleton's goals coming into this season?
Well, the Gervonta Middleton goals are always, you know, higher my stats. Win some more than I did last year, run some more, score more touchdowns. But I believe all that's going to come. That's part of the game. I know I'm talented. People know I'm talented. And, you know, I'm blessed to be talented. But my main goal is to become a better leader. And if I become a better leader, the ones around me will be better. They'll be better academically, athletically, in the community and everything. So I believe once I become a better leader and then we all become more disciplined, and then I'll be better. We'll be better.
All right, well, you're coming into the new season. You have the old ball coach, Tim Adams, as your head coach for 3 years. You got the new young guy, Jason Cameron, coming in. What do you think Jason's team goals are going to be this year?
Oh, discipline. That's what he preaches day in and day out. And there's some days where we don't even hear about football. We hear about this. Like, we go into the weight room, we have a discussion, and the answer discipline. That's when we begin with discipline. But other than that, the discipline aspect, you know, he wants to play fast. He's more like a modern type guy, so we're going to play for him and I'm going to run it. It's going to be balanced, but it's going to be way faster. I'm more, a higher tempo, a lot of know-how stuff. That's going to be all right.
Well, it seems like it's going to be exciting times over there again for H.V. Jenkins High School. And, you know, Coach Cameron says, you know, I'm not going to recreate the world. I'm going to just take what Tim Adams has set up here and go with it. And I know you had some special experiences this summer. You played with the ESPN exclusive recruiting 7-on-7 team, the Greedy Boys, right? Tell us about what was that like and how that's going to help you during the season.
Oh, that's helped me a lot. I've always, you know, been on Twitter and saw these big camps and big 7-on-7 teams. It was not holding my thing, but this time the Green Boys gave me the opportunity to go and get part of it. And I've seen a bunch of big name guys, and like, you know, they're getting put about the UGAs, the Alabamas, and like, so I got them to compare myself up to their talent and compare myself to other people who I get to see. But it was just a great opportunity. We have guys, and we have guys that are equally as talented as everyone else, I believe, and it just goes unlooked down here in South Georgia. But besides that, we made a statement. We went out, we played games, we played good teams, and we just competed. And that's all they asked us to do, and that's what we gave them.
You guys did a great job. That's Javonte Middleton, rising senior at H.V. Jenkins High School. He's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's over there. Volunteer his time at a youth football camp with Anthony Lanier. Anthony Lanier, another H.V. Jenkins Warrior who made it to the next level, Alabama State, and now is playing for the Washington Redskins. So your senior year is here. What are your expectations?
You know, to finish out strong academically. That's what my mama wants first. That's what I want first. But before the academic aspect, just make my impact in Jenkins even more than what it was, and also in the community. You know, I started to use my platform to inspire the kids so they can get first grade. The kid just ran up to me today at the camp and asked about him to step in there. I was like, yeah, so, you know, I want to make sure that, yeah, I finish academically sound. You know, we try to go to the playoffs and all the sports, then win the league championship again. But I want to leave my name on Jenkins High School as a good name, and a good thing. When people remember it, they know that I wasn't anything negative. I didn't bring any negativity to it.
Well, I mean, you're doing a great job, Javonte, as Coach Griffin said. You know, you're making us proud, and, you know, to be recruited by two top-notch schools like the Citadel and Army, you're doing something right. I know you'll be on before the end of the year. Maybe it'll be me and you. It'll be the coach and the kid doing a radio show here, and it'll be a lot of fun. Wouldn't it be that way?
Yeah, it will be fun.
All right, Javonte, good luck. I'll be following you. I'll be talking to you. Thanks for taking the time to come on, and once again, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. You know that. The phone's always open. Or I know you like being in the studio. You like that microphone.
I like that microphone.
All right, Javonte, I'll talk to you later.
All right, now, thank you.
You're welcome. Javonte Middleton, great kid. I mean, the epitome. And you know what? What I was impressed with, and I'll let you get your 2 cents in here. I know we're running a little over, but the first thing he's going to do in his senior year is take care of his academics.
Man, it's great. One of the things I was impressed with as well is when you asked him his expectations, like, I want to leave a legacy of my name. I want to be able to – and we tell people all the time, you might not have a dime in your pocket in this world, but you have your name. And he's been raised right. You can tell that. He's been supportive. His mom's been there, supportive of him, doing everything. He is just a terrific young man. He's got every tool you want to put in a kid's toolbox, and he's worked hard, and give him some credit. I mean, he's a very humble young man, but, man, what a great role model for others to follow, and that's what, you know, he's there at a camp, and he had kids come up to him, and we tell high school athletes all the time, you do not realize the impact, the young eyes that are watching you. We tell our kids at Calvary this all the time. I'm sure coaches tell it all the time. It's like young kids are looking up to you because they might be 8 to 10 years younger, but they want to be you on those Friday night lights. They want to be you on that basketball court on their field. And so how you act, how you do things, and Javonte, you're doing everything right, buddy. Proud of you.
And on the pitch too, right?
Yeah, on the pitch as well, man.
And once again, I got to thank the man that does this every week for me. He sponsors this part of the show, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right here in the good old SAV at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And take a drive and go to Pula, Georgia on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete of the Week. You're not going to visit him for the Athlete of the Week. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. And you might meet an Athlete of the Week.
You might. Hey, I walked in. Listen, this is Noah. I walked in there the other day, and there was a great, outstanding student athlete in there getting his back worked on. And so he is great with everybody. But if you're a student athlete or someone has back trouble, he's your guy.
He's the man.
He's handled all the colleges here in Savannah. He's handling the Bananas and everybody else. So he's a great guy to have.
And he's a great guy. He supports these local kids. And he's got a pretty good one coming up on the Calvary baseball team named Jay Weatherington. So we'll see what he does. Next up, we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about a little bit about specialization in sports. But the next topic is how recruiting has changed in the last 10 years. That's right. Social media. It's blowing up everything. You're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.